I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's day five of Israel and Iran's open exchange of fire. Israel targets Iran's nuclear program, but Iran says it's blatant aggression. In The Clamor, Samuel with Redemptive Stories points out one way to keep a Kingdom of God perspective. Remember, the church is still present in the instability. This should ground us in love and direct our prayers, like when Samuel met an Iranian Christian this week in a next-door country.
And meanwhile, his town with his family back home was being bombed. It just put a face to what we often might, as people from the West, perceive as the enemy. But this is really my brother.
Samuel says the cost of following Christ rises in times like these. So pray for scripture, unity, and gospel witness to deepen among all Christians impacted by this conflict.
Hope must not be framed really in geopolitical outcomes, but in the unshakable reign of Christ.
And Christian women face distinct dangers in countries where following Jesus is a crime. Kate, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada partner, says,
what we see women face, that they are often targeted and trafficked across borders or into cities because of their identity in Jesus.
Women are targeted for their perceived purity, a symbol of community honor. Shame often silences them, and in some cases, they're seen as cursed.
That's a distortion of belief systems and cultural norms that comes into that.
The ministry launched training that tackles harmful theology and cultural views. It also highlights how Jesus restored women and their dignity. Pray that as the gospel spreads around the world, it'll heal the societal wounds that harm its most vulnerable members. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.